Gee, it's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when we're with you.
From Vine Street, Hollywood's Tin Pan Alley, the makers of Uno and Baffle Bar present The David Street Show. Brought your way by Cardinet, and featuring the Singing Mellow Larks, the Ernie Police Quartet, our distinguished guest, Georgie Jessel, and starring 20th Century Fox's young singing star, David Street.
Thank you. Thank you, and good evening, friends. We'd like you to hear a song I'm very fond of, one I had the good fortune to be the first to record. The Ernie Felice Quartet and the Singing Mellow Larks join me with the Old Chaperone. Are you ready, senors and senorita Mellow Larks? Ah, they are ready. Or maybe they're nodding their heads. Maybe they're asleep. Who knows? Hola, Pedro. Mira la chiquita. Que simpática. Que bonita. Que slick chick.
Si, but Pablo, look who is with her.
Ay, la dueña, la chaperone.
You cannot do anything with the chaperone along.
No, but I will try. A handsome young man met a pretty young maid, andando in old Barcelona. Andando means walking, and that's all they did, 'cause she had an old chaperone, a crone in old Barcelona. Andando means Ria the girl, noticed Pedro the boy, winking at there in the calle. Now calle means street, and no one can make love in the street with an old chaperone, a crone.
No, not with an old chaperone. The old chaperone was her tia.
And tia means auntie in Spain.
She may have been aunt to Maria,
but to Pedro she was a big pain.
So
Pedro just smiled at Maria the maid. His dientes, they sparkled and shone. Dientes means teeth, and that's just where he'd like to have kicked the old chaperone, the crone.
The bothersome old chaperone.
Pedro then said, dear, if we were alone, I'd ask for your mano in marriage. Now, mano means hand, and that's just what he got. Cross the mouth from that old chaperone. A heart of stone of the old chaperone.
Bing, 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 bing.
Why don't you go home, said the old chaperone. You're fluttering like a paloma. Paloma's a bird, and that's just what he gave her. And then he cried in an anguished tone.
I hate you, you old chaperone.
Then came the day of fiesta. Fiesta! The people all roared. It sounded so much like siesta that Addie just stayed home and snored.
While Annie was dreaming, the lovers were beaming. They danced and they sang in the plaza.
Now, plaza means square, but nobody there was as square as the old chaperone.
For she let the lovers alone.
They respectfully thanked the old crone. They said, gracias, old chaperone.
Gracias, old chaperone. Muchas gracias, old chaperone.
Ah, si, Pedro. What did I tell you? Now we are married.
Bueno, but what happened to the old crone?
She is now our babysitter.
Beautiful, David. Gorgeous. A song that goes to show there's good even in an old chaperone.
Oh, good even an old chaperone. At fiesta time, fandangos, señoritas.
Bullfights, baffle bars.
No, Don. Not baffle bars in Barcelona.
What, David, you mean no baffle bars in Spain?
Right, Don. No baffle bars in Spain.
Oh, David, those unfortunate Spaniards. Not to have what we may enjoy any time. Ah, that chocolate coating, rich as a millionaire's dream of being a millionaire. That kitchen-fresh fudge center, smooth as a baby's cheek. That baffling baffle bar flavor, as intriguing as the carefully guarded recipe that makes it possible. And that quality, quality you can taste. And say, everybody, baffle bar is wonderful when you take them home, slice them, or take them home, freeze them. We lucky Americans.
And lucky we are to have such swell candy bars, Don, and such swell songs and swell people as you see here. Friends, it is our plan to bring you the best in popular songs every week, but more than that, we will present the men who write these songs. So here is our first composer, also one of the most beloved men in the amusement world, actor,
author, toastmaster, comedian, 20th Century Fox picture producer whose latest release is I Wonder Who's Kissing Her Now, my pal Georgie Jessel.
Thank you, David. That was a lovely speech. For a minute, I thought I was dead, honestly. Now, I was very anxious to get here for David's initial broadcast. As a matter of fact, I was out of town, and I flew in a plane. And I paid my own fare. They're not going to investigate me, I'll tell you that. Now, you say, well, why did he do this? Well, I tell the truth. I mean, I'm anxious every once in a while to get on the air myself. Being a motion picture producer and having been an actor nearly all of my life, I want to get in front of the public. And you may be anxious to know this, David. I may go on the air steadily, starting very shortly, for Milford's Malted Milk. As a matter of fact, my manager is over with those people now to arrange the contract. And if this contract goes through, you have this from the depth of my heart, there is no finer drink, no more delicious beverage in America, Milford's Malted Milk. And if I don't get the contract, you can drink Meyer's Mucilage if you want. But I, oh, there is the phone, David, and you'd better answer.
Yeah, gosh, right in the middle of the program. Fine time to be calling.
Oh, come now, don't be nervous.
Who's nervous, sir?
Well, you look like you're nervous.
Hello. Oh, hiya, Mom. Gee, you shouldn't have called me now.
Now, don't say that, David. A mother has a right to call her son at any time.
Oh, I know, Georgie. I'm a little excited, I guess.
Excited talking to your own mother? Yeah, that's silly.
I don't know what to say.
How do you like that? All right, let me talk to your mother. Come in.
Gosh, Georgie, would you know what to say to my mother?
Listen to him. For 30 years, I made a living talking to mine, so don't... Hello? Hello, Mama Speed, this is Georgie Jessel. Yeah. Oh, you know, you're listening. Well, that's good. Well, of course you're listening. A mother should listen to her own son with the biffle bars he's selling, and he's got a fine show. Yeah. No, I don't mind. I say, my mother used to call me. I remember one night I was on the air, and she was listening to Winston Churchill. And she called me up and said, Georgie, you should have heard Mr. Churchill, the nice things he said about the people who live above us upstairs. I said, what has Churchill got with those people? Then she told me she'd made a mistake. No, he said the four freedoms, and she thought it was the four freedmans, you know? Yeah, well, don't you worry about your son. He's fine. Yes, he's doing fine, and everybody likes him. Nah, don't worry. He wouldn't get married. I'm giving him some good advice, believe me. Looky, now he's going to sing. He's going to sing a brand new song. And I hope you like it, Mama Speed, because it's the first time that it's been sung on the radio. Is it a good song? I wrote it myself.
Where are you, my Julie?
We call it Julie, Mother.
I'd love to find the words to describe her to you. Oh, if I do, you'll say they're untrue. She's a breathless surprise, sweet as dawn to your eyes, warmer than a June night, as fair as moonlight is Julie.
She is a melody that you hear in a stream,
soft and serene. A dream. There's not a day goes by that I don't say a prayer of thanks, my thanks for making Julie.
Enjoyed that. It's the first time I've heard my song sung. Really, I love
Georgie,
it.
Georgie, you've got a tear in your eye.
Well, I was remembering when I used to sing like you, when I used to look like you. Oh, how McKinley loved me, David. brings back many memories. Really, it does.
Well, I imagine you have a few, but how about one of your old songs, the kind that are brought back again and again?
Okay, folks, you're going to hear David singing the greatest talk song of all time. Believe me, I know what I'm talking about. David, what is Dodd fidgeting around? What's the matter, Don?
Well, Georgie, I just wanted to say that this being the first time on the air for Julie, let me congratulate you on a really swell song. I mean it.
Well, from an announcer like you, congratulations I would accept. Even if you were selling them instead of candy bars. But from you, Don, I'd buy them. Honestly,
George,
I would.
George, to you, the congratulations are for free. And so are the Baffle bars.
Is that so?
Tonight, that is.
Oh.
Maybe you can get an inspiration for a new song out of them.
Inspiration for a song?
Well, yes, George. Baffle bars are packed full of a wonderful harmony of fine ingredients. They're loaded with new notes and candy enjoyment. There's many a measure of pleasure in each one. Sliced, frozen, or right from the wrapper. And they've that mysterious something of which hits are made. For Baffle Bar's recipe is a melody you can almost hear.
Is that so?
And when you're out of them, there's a new supply at your nearest candy counter. If hit tunes were only as easy to find.
Honestly, the way he can work up an appetite for candy bars is remarkable. Well, I was talking about a talk song. David first heard me sing this song a long time ago. In fact, we both sang it to the same girl. Oh, David, I wonder who's kissing her now.
I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's teaching her how. I wonder who's looking into her eyes, breathing sighs, telling lies. I wonder who's buying the wine for lips that I used to call mine. I wonder if she ever tells him. I wonder who's kissing her now.
I wonder who's kissing her now. Wonder who's teaching her how. Wonder just who's looking deep in her eyes. Breathe inside, tell it.
I wonder if she ever tells him of me.
I wonder, yes, I wonder
who's kissing her now.
I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder who's kissing her now. I wonder just who's kissing her now. It's all fine and dandy, sugar candy, when we're with you.
Thank you very much for being with us tonight, Georgie Jessel.
It was my pleasure, David, and send my kid Geraldine a Baffle Bar. Good night, David.
Right.
Goodbye, everybody.
This is David Street, brought your way by Cardinet, saying good night.
The makers of Baffle Bar and of, you know, the candy that literally turns to cream in your mouth, bring you each week at this time the mellow harmonies of the Mellow Larks, the music of the Orny Police Quartet, and starring David Street. This is Don Forbes saying goodnight, and remember to keep yourselves happy with You Know What. The David Street Show is written by David DeCoven and produced by Sam Kerner.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.